970-823-9202.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Stewart. I'm the host of the Faith Pest Control Podcast with pest expert Fred Talley here on the line. And we are the premier podcast for information for folks living in Jasper, LJ, Blairsville, Blue Ridge, anywhere in the North Georgia Mountains. We are your go-to information source for what to do about bugs that are bugging you. And I know up in the country, I remember years ago, my dad says, now, be careful not to get any chiggers on you. He said, because they'll dig down in your knees and your hands and I guess wherever they can get into. And he said, they're no fun to get out. So let's don't get any chiggers. So why don't you talk about what they do and what we need to know and you know, what kind of problems they cause and what, as a pest control expert, can you do about chiggers?
Well, Mikey, chiggers, they're actually the immature stage of a tiny red mite. They are frequently found overgrown, brushy, or grassy areas, especially where small rodents are in abundance. They can be found in shady, humid areas near stream banks, under or around trees. But most people in the South know, though, chiggers are most closely associated with blackberry patches. It's the most common time for people in the South to get chiggers is when it's blackberry picking time. Chiggers actually cause itchy red welts, but they do not burrow under the skin, as most people think. Instead, what happens is they'll puncture the skin. They inject their saliva into that puncture hole, in which dissolves some of the skin cells, and the resulting liquid from that puncture and deposition of saliva process is what the chigger feeds on. The body's reaction to those digestive enzymes that the chigger uses to liquefy the skin cells is what causes the rash, intense itching, and the misery that begins a few hours after they have, you know, have fed. If left undisturbed, they can stay attached and may hang on for 3 or 4 days before dropping off to the ground. Chiggers are red, but not because they, you know, they take a blood meal, as most people think. The chigger itself is actually very tiny, and the reality of somebody seeing it with naked eye is actually pretty small, because the chigger is about 0.006 inch, but that's pretty small. They do sometimes will cluster on the skin, and you can see them at that point, but generally you need a fairly powerful hand lens or a microscope to see them well. Their presence, I guess, makes themselves most known because of the itchy welts that they leave behind. And they normally attack where the skin is thin and tender, around your ankles, around the backs of your knees, sometimes your belt line, occasionally in the armpit area. And of course, it's hot and smoldering when you're out picking blackberries. Most people are in shorts and t-shirts, and so they do get in the crotch area. They can be problematic for tight clothing, keeps them from moving around, like elastic waistbands or belts. By contrast to a mosquito, because some people don't know if they're getting bit, you know, if they're getting bit by chiggers or mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are normally going to bite you in exposed places, where chiggers are kind of in somewhat concealed places. Chigger bites do have a tiny red dot at the center. Most people think when they see this that they're seeing the chigger itself, but what you're actually seeing is the remains of kind of like a scab-like tube that they create, that is created by your body in response to the chigger saliva. A few things you can do to hopefully prevent chiggers from biting you is avoid walking through unmowed fields like a hay field, or avoid walking through brush and overgrown areas. Instead, if it's available, you should walk in the center of mowed trails and avoid brushing up on against vegetation where the chiggers may be congregated. If you're camping or hiking in areas which have potential for infestation with chiggers, wear long pants that are tucked into your boots or your socks. Wear long sleeve shirts. Clothing that is made of tightly woven fabrics often will help keep chiggers from reaching the skin. For those that aren't opposed to it, apply an insect repellent containing DEET. The DEET is the most effective deterrent for them, I would say. If you're applying an insect repellent, though, always be sure to read and follow the directions for use on the container. Another huge, huge benefit or help would be showering or bathing immediately after coming indoors can be a huge help in removing the chiggers that have not yet attached. If it's not possible to shower, use a dry towel and thoroughly and briskly rub your skin, and that will remove many of the chiggers that have not been able to attach and feed yet. While most common, really, in wild overgrown areas, chiggers can become established in your yard, in parks, camps, picnic areas, recreation areas. Some of the things you can do for that is vegetation management, which makes it just a less attractive location and for the chiggers, and could greatly reduce their numbers. Pruning of trees and bushes, closer mowing of the grass, allow sunlight into the areas, and can lower the humidity. Removal of scrub brush piles, accumulated debris, leaves. It reduces the habitat and protection for smaller animals like rodents and other animals that can be an attractant to the chiggers. These changes can produce conditions that are less suitable for chiggers and can provide a more long-term solution. Insecticides may temporarily reduce chiggers, but used alone are not really a long-term solution. Insecticidal sprays are most affected when they're directed toward the hot spots where chiggers and their animal hosts are known to be. Like we said earlier, the borders between fields and forest, fences between wooded or brushed areas, lawn, around ornamental plantings, beside the doghouse even. Generally, a single application during late April or May can be extremely effective, and at times can be the only treatment necessary. But in severe cases, treatment may be needed to be repeated on up into June. As always, here at Faith Pest Control, we do offer a free consultation as well as 100% make you happy money back guarantee. If you hire Faith Pest Control to get rid of your chigger problem, and at the end of 30 days you're not 100% happy, we'll come back and we'll treat the area for free. And we'll keep on treating it for free until you tell us that you are happy. If that still doesn't make you happy, we'll give you back every penny you spent on the original treatment. Plus, we'll pay you an additional $25 for your time and trouble just for fooling with us. Bottom line is this: I want you to be happy with the service we provide, or you won't pay a penny, period. If you feel like what I've said makes sense, call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 and ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions you may have.
You know, Fred, I learned something I didn't know about chiggers. And, you know, I remember my dad, we, that was, you were right. We were always going out looking for, blackberries and, you know, and picking those wild berries because my dad loved that jam. But, you know, you would get that. And I didn't realize that those itchy things was saliva. So you learned something and now you know what to do. And you heard it from the pest expert, Fred Talley. We do this podcast as a community service for everybody in Jasper, Georgia, Ella J., Blairsville, Blue Ridge, North Georgia Mountains, Big Canoe, you name it in that area. We're the pest service for you. So this has been another episode of the Faith Pest Control Podcast.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there. I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202 and be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.